Brooks filling in on the Evan Bray Show. I'm here today. Tomorrow, Evan's back off the combine coming up on Thursday. He's got some beautiful weather to be out helping with harvest these days. Looks like the nice above normal conditions are going to stay with us through the end of the week here. So in this wonderful country of Canada, we all say we don't have to pay for our medical. It's all covered. It's this wonderful system that we have. And, you know, we often out of country will go to a place in the United States and we look at some of the hospital bills and medical bills that people deal with down there. And we think, wow, isn't it wonderful what we've got here in Canada? And for the most part, in my mind, it is a pretty good system, but who's paying for it? Nadeem Esmail joining us right now with the Fraser Institute, who have just completed a study on the cost of our medical system in this country. And it's good to know, because for the average Canadian, we don't know how much of our tax dollars goes to the medical system. So welcome to the program, Nadeem.
Thanks for having me on the show.
What are the findings? Costing us more as taxpayers?
It's certainly costing us more. If we look over time, in fact, it's rising much faster than income between 1997, when we were first able to do the calculation using Statistics Canada's models, and 2025. But as you point out, for the average Canadian family in 2025, or a two-parent, two-child family, the healthcare bill is about $19,000 out of our taxes, the total tax bill being about $80,000.
How are you able to break that down?
What we've done is we've taken the average cash income of six Canadian family types from the Statistics Canada model, worked out how much tax they will pay in total to all levels of government, and then worked out the proportion of that tax, which is 24%, that goes to paying for healthcare. And so that's how we're able to work out for the average two-parent, two-child family, $19,000, one child about $18,300, and so on down to unattached individuals will pay about $5,700
a year. That's impressive you're able to do that. So the average person then, as they go to fill out their income tax every spring, they can look at that number, that total number that they had to pay in income tax. And as you mentioned, in some cases, as much as 24% of that amount is what I'm paying as my share as a Canadian to have my health coverage.
Certainly, and not just income tax. We have to remember that this includes total taxation, so sales tax, license fees, alcohol taxes, cigarette tax. So the total tax bill for the average, for example, for the average unattached individual with an average cash income of about $60,000, their tax bill is $24,000, and of that, $5,700 is paying for health care.
We never get to see an itemized bill in this country, do we, when it comes to our health care and the costs? So with this information that you've compiled for the Fraser Institute study, what do you do with that, and what would you like to see change?
The goal here is to inform Canadians about the cost of the healthcare system. As you point out, we too often hear it's free because it's free at the point of use, and so we don't really understand how much it costs the Canadian family. And now, armed with this information, Canadians can ask, if my family paid $19,000 for healthcare for four, did we get the sort of healthcare we would hope in response? Did we have access to family practitioners? Did we have a reasonable wait time to get to specialists or to medical treatment? Are we able to access the medical technologies to diagnose our problems like they can in other developed countries? And I think when we ask that question, the answer is emphatically no. In fact, we have one of the least accessible universal access healthcare systems in the developed world, in spite of these very large price tags for the average Canadian.
So what kind of reforms would you like to see maybe happen then as the way we do things in this country relating to healthcare and who pays for it?
I think it's important to ask the question, can we do better, and who's doing better? If we look, let's say, at Australia, for example, in Australia, they spend less on healthcare than we do, and yet they have shorter waiting lists. They have better access to physicians. They have more medical technologies, more hospital beds. And a big driver is they just do healthcare differently. They've moved away from the Canadian model of government dominance in the healthcare system towards saying to patients, you have to share a little bit in the cost of care when you go to see the doctor, but you can choose between private and public providers, and you can have private insurance to leave the queue and take care of yourself with your own resources when the universal scheme is either unwilling or unable to meet your needs. So these options and these choices, which are so often explained to Canadians as ways of destroying Medicare, in fact, are creating far more successful universal access healthcare systems around the developed world. And it's time we look more honestly at them, knowing how big this healthcare bill really is for the average Canadian.
Our guest is Nadeem Esmail with the Fraser Institute, talking about a recent study they've done looking at the actual cost, what your family is paying through all the different levels of taxation each year for healthcare. So at what point then does extended medical coverage fit into this conversation here, Nadeem?
Extended medical coverage would come up above and beyond this. This is the price tag for Medicare itself. But when we look at extended Medicare and we add up all the bills we pay for healthcare, in total, we're spending more as Canadians on our universal access healthcare system, both publicly and privately, than our individuals elsewhere in the developed world. We actually have one of the developed world's most expensive universal access healthcare systems. So certainly that $19,000 gets ticked up by the additional that we pay for pharmaceuticals, for dentists, for other services. But in total, it is a very high price tag internationally.
Mm-hmm. Great information, but a real hot potato for any politician out there to be talking about any kind of significant change to our medical system. How do you see this playing out in the future in this country?
I think we're coming to a point where Canadians realize the system is in crisis. And as much as Ottawa is trying to double down on the current failed model and impose this model on the provinces, I think provincial governments are realizing this can't continue. It's unsustainable and it's far too expensive. We've got hospital care funding reform in Alberta, which will have real meaningful positive change when it finally comes to be. Quebec's already down this road. Saskatchewan has already experimented with this in the early 20-teens when we had a big shift towards the Saskatchewan Surgical Initiative, more private activity in the surgical sector, which brought Saskatchewan's waiting times down from some of the longest in the country to some of the shortest in the country. So we know this can work, and I think the pressure is there for provincial governments. It's just a matter now for Ottawa to get out of the way and let the provinces innovate and reform.
Nadeem Ismail, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Fraser Institute. Somebody wants to take a look at this study that you put together. What's the easiest way to access it?
The study is available at www.fraserinstitute.org, as well as research on all of those countries that I just talked about, and all of the information is available there for free download.
Some good food for thought. Thanks for your time, Nadeem.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Nadeem Ismail, Fraser Institute. Bit of an eye-opener, isn't it, to see how much of your tax dollars, and like I had said, you know, your income tax, but he said these numbers include all forms of taxation, be it your GST, be it what you're paying on whatever you're buying, and the significant amount of money, over 20% of your total taxation, goes towards our medical system in this country. Brent Laux with you, filling in on the Evan Bray Show. One of our listeners, Bruce, just sent in off our text line. Remember when Sask Health would send out yearly notices of what we were costing the system? It's been a long time, but it was a good reminder that things aren't free. I seem to recall that. You would get an annual statement. Interesting point. Okay, we've got lots more to come. Just after 10:30, a guest from the John Howard Society. You got a criminal record, can't get a job. They might be able to help you out. We'll tell you more on the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.